In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In 1980, on April 15th, there was a man. He was a sacristan in a church. His name was Bernardo Martinez. It was a little church in Nicaragua, out in the country. And he used to sweep the floor and change the linens and just take care of this little church. It was a tiny little church. And he had done it for years. He was very poor. He had a calf. He used to bathe in the local river, and he would take his calf there to drink water, and then he would have to bathe there and gather the wild fruit for himself. And he was in the church, and for a few days he had found the light of the sacristy on, and he thought some of the ladies in the parish was leaving the light on, and so he'd mentioned something to them about it. But on this night, April 15th, he came into the church and it was dark, and the statue of Our Lady of Fatima, it was a statue of Our Lady of Fatima, was illuminated, and there were no lights on in the church. And he thought that maybe Our Lady was angry at him for maybe saying something to someone. So the next day he went out and he told people that he saw the statue illuminated, and he apologized to anyone who he ever thought he offended. And he talked to the priest, and the priest asked him what he thought Our Lady wanted. Ask her what she wants. Because of course the priest knew that she wasn't really angry at him, probably not. And so he endured some humiliation in his village where people kind of laughed at him and ridiculed him a little bit. And the incident passed. So a number of weeks later, as a matter of fact, about 3 weeks later, on May 8th, he went fishing in the creek, in the river, and he was coming back, and he saw what he thought was a flash of lightning. And he thought it was going to rain, and then there was another flash of lightning, and he saw the statue of Our Lady there, or he thought it was. There was a cloud, and it looked like the statue was on top of the cloud, and his initial thought was that maybe some people had taken the statue from the church out here in order to just humiliate him a little more. And he rubbed his eyes, and he said, I looked at it, and it was a real face, and the lady blinked her eyes. He said she was standing like this, just like the statue. He said she opened up her hands like this, just like the miraculous medal. Now, he hadn't seen a miraculous medal, but someone showed it to him, and he said, yes, just like that. And he said rays came from her hands brighter than the sun, and they went in and they penetrated his heart. And with that, he was very confused. And with that, he was able to then ask her, talk to her. And he asked her, he said, what is your name? And she said, he said in the most sweetest voice he's ever heard, he said, my name is Mary. And he asked, where did you come from? And she said, I come from heaven. I am the mother of Jesus. And then remembering what the priest told him, he asked her and said, what do you want? Now, anyone who has ever read a little about apparitions, the church approved apparitions, and this one is approved by the local bishop. It hasn't been approved by the Vatican yet, but it's been approved by the local bishop. Is that when Our Lady says what she wants, it's the whole reason why she's coming. So, of course, at Lourdes, she said, I want a church built here. They had the miraculous spring. In Vygotsbad, where my order is, we have our seminary there. There's actually an apparition in the village there. It was the same thing. She asked for a church to be built there. And so this is kind of the big question. And so he asked her, said, what is it you want? And she said, I want the rosary to be prayed every day. And then he interrupted her and said, "Oh, but we are praying it every day. The priest gives us the intentions and we pray it." Then she said, "I do not want it prayed only in the month of May. I want it to be prayed permanently within the family, including the children old enough to understand. To be prayed at a set hour where there are no problems with the work in the home." And she went on. She said, "Love each other. Fulfill your obligations. Make peace. Do not ask the Lord for peace, because if you do not make it, there will be no peace." Then she said, "Renew the 5 first Saturdays. You received many graces when all of you did this." And she spoke a little more about the situation there in Nicaragua. There was a civil war going on at the time. Many of you who remember that time, there was the whole Sandinistas and Contras and all that political fighting going on. She talked a little about that and then she left. She appeared 4 more times to Bernardo, and then another time an angel appeared. One of the times was 8 days later, where he was afraid to make this known, so he wouldn't tell anyone. And he was avoiding the place where she appeared. He would go to the river by another way. And she appeared to him very briefly 8 days later and asked, "Why haven't you made known what I requested, that is, to pray the rosary?" And he told her that he was afraid of being ridiculed. And she said, don't worry. And so she appeared to him later on July 8th. And in this apparition, she showed him some visions of people. And one of them was of a group of people dressed in white. And they had rosaries, luminous rosaries. And the leader would read something from Scripture, and they would silently meditate on that. And then they would do the decade of the rosary, the Our Father and the Hail Marys. And Bernardo joined in with these people saying the rosary. And when they were done, Our Lady said, "These are those who I first gave the rosary." They were dressed in white, and it is generally believed that he had a vision of the Dominicans. The tradition is, of course, Our Lady gave the rosary to St. Dominic. And so he had a little vision of this, of how they said the rosary. A little meditation, and then the decade. Finally, in the last apparition, which she told him she wasn't going to appear on October 8th, but on October 13th, she appeared, and he saw her transform. She initially appeared like she did before as Our Lady of Fatima, but there were people there who didn't believe, and he mentioned something to her, and she transformed into Our Lady of Sorrows. You could see her face get white, her vestment change colors, and she began to cry, because he begged her to appear to those who did not believe. And she said, "It saddens me to see the hardness of those persons' hearts, but you will have to pray for them so that they will change. Pray the rosary, meditate on the mysteries, listen to the word of God spoken in them, love one another, love each other, forgive each other, make peace. Do not ask for peace without making peace. Because if you do not make it, it does no good to ask for it." Then she said some other things. And then she said, "Pray for all the world. A mother never forgets her children, and I have not forgotten what you suffer. I am the mother of all you sinners. Invoke me with these words. Holy Virgin, you are my mother, the mother of all of us sinners." And that was it. She left. She told him that he would never see her again in this place, in this world. And that was her simple message. It was approved by the bishop 2 years later. And she didn't ask for a church to be built there. As a matter of fact, he explicitly asked her, and she said no. Because she didn't say why, but because the message was simply to say the rosary. To say the rosary. She wants everybody to say the rosary every day in your families. If there is too much going on in your family, then you need to look and see whether these things are important. She gave a very simple instruction. I want it to be prayed permanently within the family, including the children old enough to understand, to be prayed at a set hour where there are no problems with the work in the home. It is important for all of us to do this. All of your families, set aside time in the evening, towards the end of the day, after dinner, where you're able to pray the rosary together. She even showed him how it was to be prayed. A little meditation, a little period of silent meditation, and then pray the decade. She then encourages to renew the 5 first Saturdays. She says it explicitly, renew the 5 first Saturdays. Of course, she doesn't say that this devotion is, of course, in reparation for the sins committed against her Immaculate Heart. It was requested by, of course, God the Father sent her to request this. And she says, renew them. You received many graces when all of you did this. So it is important for us to remember today on the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, on the anniversary of the establishment of our parish, that Our Lady wants us to say the rosary. We need to say it every day. In the family, let us do what Our Lady requested. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.